Amen. God bless you all this morning. Good to be with you at the house of the Lord. Let us all stand and open our service with a word of prayer this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we are indeed grateful to you this morning, Father, that we could gather together, Father, on this resurrection day, Father. And Lord, we just appreciate what you do for us, Lord, and we appreciate your word, Father. And so, Lord, we look to you this morning, Lord, for the manna from heaven, Lord, that would feed our souls this morning. You just be with us in this service. May everything that's done and said be glorifying to you, Father. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. Some of you may know that Brother Samuel from Uganda is here with us this morning, so he'll be speaking to us. So I'll be praying that the Lord would give him the words to speak, and if you need a special touch from him, that God would use Brother Samuel to give us what the Lord would have for us this morning. Amen. If you have your Only Believe book, we'll sing number 584, All Hail King Jesus. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity I'm going to praise Him, and forevermore I will reign with Him. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
Number 575, and pardon me, I forgot to use that.
Got to pray and I forgot to start the main camera. Number 575, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 let there's something about that name. O Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Amen. Are you thankful this morning? Let us go ahead and take our prayer request before the Lord. Does anyone have one they'd like to make known before we read our list this morning? Yeah, I had a little bit of a cold hit our family, and I'm kind of surprised I can actually sing this morning. So any other spoken prayer requests this morning? Amen. Remember Brother Michael this morning for his cold. Also continue to remember Brother John's mother for her continued healing. Also for little Luke Stewart, for Brother Caleb for the heart surgery. Also for our brothers and sisters around the world, and all our brothers and sisters in their churches. Also for Grace Fellowship Tabernacle, Grace Gospel Church, Brother Don Hossman's, Grace Ministries, Brother Joseph and Brother Billy Paul in the Branham Tabernacle. Also for Brother Collins and their church there. And also for the church members and the pastors locally and internationally, that God would be with them throughout their daily activities and fill them with a deeper understanding for His Word, amen, and a deeper love for His Word and for His people, amen. And that they may be completely sanctified and rapture ready, amen. I believe that was all our prayers. For Brother Joe Mills' family, so that they would continue to heal. For Brother Brian Chips, for his continued healing. Also for Brother John McCray and the healing of his body. Special requests related to health is Brother Collins, Brother Bill Caldwell, Brother Daniel Mabuka in Congo, also for Brother Daniel in Australia, and Brother Brian Miller in England. Continue to remember Brother Brian in prayer, and also for the Miller family. All your unspoken prayer requests this morning can be known by an uplifted hand, and we'll go to the Lord with prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly do appreciate you, Father, and Lord, your mercy and your compassion, Lord, that you give to us, Father, and Lord, that these requests that we would ask of you this morning, Lord, that you would ever be mindful of every detail, Father, and Lord, even the things that we haven't said, Lord, and the things that would be in a part in our hearts, Father, and Lord, for those that may have lifted their hands and whatever those situations are, Father, we truly are glad that you know us better than we know ourselves, Lord, and you know the beginning and the end, Lord, and how the trials that you've given to us, Lord, for faith builders, Lord, that we would be able to ask you for these things this morning, Father. Lord, we just ask that you would grant each one of these requests, Lord, and according to your word, Father, and Lord, we, as your children, we try our best, Father, to listen to your word and, Lord, to read your word and to pray, Father, and to be able to find you, Lord, in everything that was done and said. And, Lord, we surely don't ask amiss, Father, but because we ask, you would grant it to us this morning, Father. Lord, we just ask that you'd be with us in this service, Lord, and help us to move our minds aside, Lord, and, Lord, to place our hearts first, Lord, because I believe that every person here, Father, is a desire, Lord, to better serve you this morning, and, Lord, as that's our desire, is to grow in you. So be with Brother Samuel this morning as he comes to minister, Lord. May you give the words to speak, Father, and, Lord, just may you feed our souls, Father, and Lord, for his family back home while he's traveling abroad, Father, may you keep them safe in the palm of your hand. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Kind of change it. 266, because he lives. God sent his Son. They call him Jesus. He came to love. heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's fight, no war with me. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds a future, and life is worth a living just because He lives.
Man, I like that second line. He came to love, He came to heal, and He came to forgive. Amen. God bless you, Brother Steve. Brother Don, if you would help him this morning, we'll take up our tithe and offering. Amen. Brother Don, would you ask the Lord's blessing this morning? Amen. While they take that up, we'll sing the chorus, I Love You, Lord.
I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what You hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in Your ear. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what You hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in Your ear.
Amen. Let's all stand and we'll sing Only Believe as we ask Brother Samuel and Brother Brian to come. Brother Brian will introduce them to you.
Only Believe.
To all the precious name of the Lord Jesus. I just need to knock on the door here. This morning we're going to have Brother Samuel Otegit from Uganda. And I've known Brother Samuel since 2002. Brother Samuel has been a missionary and he's a pastor over there. And when I've gone to different places, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Tanzania, all across Uganda, Rwanda, different places in Congo. Brother Samuel, go ahead and have a seat for just a moment, Brother Samuel. Brother Samuel has done follow-up mission work, and as example, when we went to Malawi, you may be seated. Excuse me, I'm sorry. When we went to Malawi, we had 250 ministers from a Pentecostal denomination. The bishop of the denomination was Justin Dzimbri. And he came the year before, in 2009, he came to name of the little town, but we preached in South Africa, and then we went to Malawi as well. And he came over for the meetings in South Africa, and he was so excited about the doctrine, about the relationship between the Father, Son, and sons, and that he just totally surrendered himself. He then followed up, went with us to the Malawi meetings. And then he asked me to come back the next year and addressed 250 of his ministers. About half of them were women. But anyway, so we had wonderful meetings. And then I turned the service over in was it afternoon service?
Yeah,
afternoon service to Brother Samuel. And Brother Samuel is quite a preacher. And he loves this revelation of Christ and teaches it everywhere he goes. So he baptized. I asked him if he would preach on baptism. So he preached on baptism. I did a good enough job to have 138 baptisms that day. And then we sent him back 6 months later, and he went back and ended up with another 126 baptisms that day. And so he's done a lot of follow-up work for this doctrine. And his brother Branham said, I'd like to go to a place and where I'd have brothers I could work with and they could take it to the people. And I've always believed that. Brother Samuel traveled with me in 2006 when we went all the way across from Rwanda to Rukungiri, which is Brother Ben's place. You met him last year, to Kampala, and to then over to Kenya, Eldoret. And we had a surprise for us in Kampala, where we had invited 60 ministers and ended up with 250 ministers. And the cell phones of the brothers were going off all day long. They were saying, why are you traveling with that man who preaches two gods? Well, we've never preached two gods in our life. But see, that's the rumors that get out there. They say you're preaching two gods because they don't understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's not God the Son. And so anyway, we had quite a surprise. But Brother Samuel would travel with me, and we'd have like a panel for questions and answers. We'd have like an 8-foot table. The brothers would sit around the 8-foot table, and then when the questions came in from the audience, and they were ministers, I mean, we had 250 ministers in that meeting alone, the brothers would answer the questions. And Brother Samuel was one of those there, and I've been supporting his ministry for many years now. And so I'm going to turn it over at this time. But before we do, I'd just like to have a little ceremony this morning, kind of something a little bit different. And we have some things for Brother Samuel. But first of all, Brother Peter Gatchell has been very supportive of the mission work we do. and supplying materials and things like that, and finances. And so, Brother Peter, if you come up, he has something special for you this morning. Okay? You can go ahead and stand, and I'll
back off here.
Stand,
yes. All right. Brother Samuel,
yes,
God bless you.
God bless you.
On behalf of the church, with the word that you've taken to all our brothers and sisters,
yeah,
we'd like to give you a copy of the word.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. And let me just pull this up. This is the voice of God produces these. And on the inside cover, there's actually Brother Brown's family Bible. With some word, I won't even open it for you, but there's actually a page that they put in. You know, it's got Brother Brown's handwriting and just talks about the Bible. And it's actually from they in his study. They have a big family Bible, and on the cover page, you know, it says like all the family members and all that kind of stuff. Well, Brother Brown had something in, and he writes in there about you know, the Word of God. So that's for you, brother. And also we have. We sent Brother Ben home, and just for you that maybe not aware, I've been traveling many times to Africa. I've been there 13 times, and these old bones are getting a little bit tired. Plus, it costs us about $12,000 every time I go, because we have to pay about double what they pay for airplane ticket. Then when we go over there, we can't stay in a $50 hotel unless you want something that's. No mosquito coverage, no screens in the windows, and if you want to get malaria, then that's what you do. Otherwise, you end up paying $180 a night. And, you know, it sounds incredible, but that's the truth. Congo is the worst of it. That's $180. I don't know. I think it was maybe around $150 or $100 for Kampala. But I remember the $78 one in Kampala that had no screens, and, you know, I had to stay under the covers all night, so... So it costs very much money. Plus, when the ministers come, a lot of them can't afford, so we give them anywhere from $25 to $45 for their round-trip bus tickets. Then we feed them while they're there, and then we house them while they're there. In some cases, like in Kampala, where we had 250, we ended up just renting bedrolls and had rented a place for them to stay and stuff. So, but it gets very expensive. But to bring him over here, it's about $2,000. So we save at least $10,000, and that helps us then to support 10 other ministers with that extra $1,000 each per year. So, but what we have is I load these up, their backpacks, with I send them back with four tablets. One is the Voice of God tablet that I give to the minister that travels, and then three others, and then we have these nice little cell phones, and we send them. Four cell phones, and he's got five. I gave him an extra one to bring back. But just to show you, these things are they're easier for the minister to carry around. He's got the entire message on it. And
known for so many years, it's certainly a privilege to see them here tonight.
By the way, this is, I don't know which one's the...
Wrong. I hope so.
Well,
we are very happy.
I'll have to check the system out. But anyway, this, and they can, and you can see it scrolls along. It's got the entire table on it. And so we load these up as well. And, you know, I spend a lot of time loading all the information onto chips and then putting the chips in and then downloading the systems. And so, but instead of me having to make 40 or 50 booklets, or in their case, you know, like hundreds of booklets, because we end up with several studies and all that. So I used to have a printing press downstairs with my daughters. Would sit there, and one would staple the pages, the next one would fold them over, and the next one would roll it down with a rolling pin, and just to make them so that the people could could have nice books. And so we'll send them back with a backpack full of that. We've also got Brother Vale's studies on the Godhead and the greatest battle ever fought. And so this he can carry on his back. This he can carry on his back. Yeah, this one is just for here. But
it's broadcasting, so
okay.
It's supposed to be a little silent.
Oh, this one is out. All right. Testing. Well, anyway, it was up. Doesn't make any difference. So, okay. So that's it. So let's just say it one more time, and we'll sing "Only Believe," as a brother will take over the service from here. Okay.
Only be. Believe all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
God bless you.
Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible now that you're here.
God bless you. You can be seated for a while. I just want to greet all of you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ and thanking God for your love, and especially Brother Brian. The Lord, the burden the Lord has put in your heart to invite me here, and not only me, but also other ministers. I'd also love to take this time to bring greetings from my family. I'm a married man with the 9 children. You call them kids here? Yeah, but kids I think are for goats. And yeah, so I have 9 children, and my church also send their greetings. Yeah, and I believe before I received the message doctrine, before Brother Brian came to teach us about the message doctrine, my church was about almost 200 people. But when he started teaching about the message doctrine, you know, many people left, and because they could not understand the relationship between the Son and the Father. But in all, we thank God, because the Bible says they went because they're not a part of us. Amen. But I would love to take again this time really to appreciate Brother Brian. I think we met in 2006?
2002.
Oh, yeah, 2002. Yeah, in Jinja. And from that time, we have traveled many places. I think he tried to bring it out, but let me also say it again. Yeah, we've traveled with Brother Brian, different countries, that is Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, Malawi. Have I mentioned Zambia?
Not yet.
Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and it has been such a great time to be with Brother Brian, especially teaching us the message doctrine. And I'm a pastor, and I would say I'm also a missionary, because I've traveled also to many countries like Rwanda, Burundi, DRC Congo, Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Botswana, and Mozambique. we are just taking this message to the lost. And God has been so gracious, just as the Brother Brian said. I baptized the first time about 38 people, with about 38 or 100 and something, 138. And then the bishop had to invite me back, and that's when I baptized over 159. And I believe that's just the grace of the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for that. And I would ask one question. Do you love your pastor? Do you love your pastor?
Amen.
Amen. You know, Brother Bram says, if you don't love your pastor, then, you know, there is no need of you then coming here. But he says, it's your pastor that will lead you through. I believe so. That's the message Christ, the ministry of God, revealed. So we believe in the fivefold ministry. And I believe the fivefold ministry was ordained of God. As the Bible says, he who ascended is the very one who descended and gave gifts to men.
Amen.
Amen. And the bride is perfected by the fivefold ministry. And I believe in the seal book, Brother Bram was asked about whether the bride has a revival. And he says, yes, it's going on right now. And it is the fivefold ministry. And he counted them apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and prophets. So I strongly believe that the fivefold ministry has to perfect the bride of Christ. Because the body has different parts and they function differently. Amen. So I love you, Brother Brian. And may the Lord bless you so much for the work of the ministry, the labors you have given to the African bride. I believe there is a great reward waiting for you because of sacrificing your time, you're sacrificing your life, and also sacrificing the money. Amen?
Amen.
And Brother Brian has done a lot to us, because apart from the message doctrine, he also helped us financially, and he helped us to build houses. You know, our African houses sometimes, I don't know how many have ever been in Africa. Oh yeah. You know, sometimes people just sleep in straw. Is it called straw houses? Grass houses. Yeah, so he helped us to build houses, and also to buy land for cultivation so that we can get some food for the family, and also to share with the church, because there are some vulnerable people who don't have anything. So many widows were affected by AIDS, call it HIV or something like that. So in most of our churches, you find that maybe 70% of the people are just vulnerable. They don't have work. They just depend maybe on us pastors for their living.
I think you might have to project a little bit.
All right. So, yeah, so he helped us to buy land, and that's how we are trying to help the body of Christ in our churches. And also helped to build some churches. And he was showing me yesterday many of the churches that he has helped. And I believe maybe mine will be next. Amen. So that's why I just want to thank God for your pastor. And I know it's not only through him, but through the church here. You have been praying for him and supporting him financially and in other ways. May God abundantly bless you. Amen. So, I left my Bible. Can I pick it? Thank you. Wow. So maybe without wasting time, can just stand up and have a word of prayer. Our mighty Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the gift of life. Not only this mortal life, but also you gave us eternal life through thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Father, for the grace that, Lord, you have given unto us before even the foundation of the world, even to be called sons and daughters of God in this age that we are living in. We thank you, Father, for sending us a prophet who went, Lord, through bring all the mysteries, revealing unto us the mind of God, and also to make us know and to understand who we are, that we are not servants, but we are sons and those of God in this age. We want to appreciate you for the grace and mercy, the love, and thank you for keeping us and gathering us here this morning just to have fellowship around thy word. We depend on you in everything, Father. Help me, because, Lord, I can't do without you. May the very angel that stood next to your prophet even stand next to me here to bring forth this word, which is the mind of Christ in us. Grant me, O Father, together with the congregation, may we be all in one spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, Lord Father, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, I would love to take your attention to our Bibles. And we shall start from Genesis chapter 1. And we start from verse 26. And of course, giving respect to the word of God, we have all to stand. Yes. Verse 26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And also, we can go to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 1, from verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved." And also, we can travel to the book of John, the Apostle John, and we won't read also from chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. Yeah, so I'm not a teacher like Brother Brian. I'm just a preacher. So I believe you have to pray with me so that you can pick what I'm going to say by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, because I may not really be so getting scripture upon scripture as a teacher, as Brother Brian, but I believe what the Holy Spirit will give me to share with you, may it be a blessing to you. Amen. So I just want to speak about predestinated sons for adoption. Amen. Yeah, we believe, as we have read, before the foundation of the world, we're predestinated sons of God. We're in the mind of God before there was any atom, before there was anything. We were in God. And now, in this age, we are being manifested. And for one purpose, that is adoption. Amen? Now, if we are sons of God, then every seed is the attribute of the Father, and will always manifest the character of the life in the blood of the Father. Every seed will always manifest the character of the Father. And that's why we are here, to manifest the character of our Father. In the beginning there was a Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So then the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And now that Word was us before the foundation of the world. So we have come to manifest the attributes of the Father. Amen. In the Message Fellowship, preached in 56, I think that was February 12th, paragraph 50, the prophet says here, and the life that was in the blood cell of Jesus Christ was none other than God himself. And when the Holy Spirit that was in Christ's blood comes back on him, makes him a new creature in Christ Jesus. Therefore, the man's spirit is blended out, and God comes in and takes over. Then they got fellowship one with another. That's with God. Amen. And the very God that created the heavens and the earth, that wrote his word, dwells in you. And if you believe that, everything God wrote in this is the truth, and you'll accept it and believe it and hold on it and hold on to it, and you have fellowship. That's why we are here tonight. Amen. The God, the very God who created the heavens and earth, comes to dwell in you so that you can manifest the attributes of the Father. Just like Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he was a manifestation of the attributes of the Father. All that God was in Christ. And he was a manifestation of the attributes of the Father. So every child that's born of God will always manifest the attributes of the Father. Amen. Yeah, let me just get another quote here. I just wrote in my books here. All right, says, in the message, the token, Shreveport, the message, Shreveport. Prophet says, God is everlasting, eternal token, is eternal life by the eternal God. And anything that has had a beginning has an end. And everything had a beginning besides God. And God is the only form of eternal life there is. And when God places His Holy Spirit in you, which is God, and when God places Himself in you, you are as eternal as God is. Amen. So, I'm speaking to eternal beings now. Because when you receive God in you, as the prophet says, when God places Himself in you, you become as eternal as God is. So we are not people of time. We are eternal beings living on this earth as sons and daughters of God. Amen. Because you are a part of Him. Because you become a son and a daughter of God, and you are displaying His word. Amen. That's all. We are here to display the word of God. And God is the word. In the beginning there was a word, and the word was God. In the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And now, His attributes, we, the sons and those of God, the purpose of us being manifested here today on earth is just to manifest the attributes of the Father. To do what God would have done. And that's why Jesus Christ says, I came to do the will of my Father. That's all. We have not come on this earth, you know, to do what we are doing today in the flesh, or to be farmers and doctors and all that. We're here to manifest what our Father is. That's what the Bible says. All the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Meaning that the creations are looking for, they want to know, they want to see the sons of God. Even the devil didn't know who the Son of God was. He wanted to know. And that's why he had to come to Jesus and say, if thou be the Son of God. And I believe the same devil is today looking for the sons of God. He doesn't know who they are. If thou be the Son of God, then do this and do that and do this. He knew the sons of God could create. That's why he said, if thou be the Son of God, make these stones to be bread. And yes, he could have done that. But he could not listen to the voice of the devil. Yes. Because he would have obeyed the devil. Amen. But he, being the Son of God, could create. And that's why the devil knew it. That's why he said, if thou be the Son of God, then make these stones become bread. And today, I believe the same devil can come to us. And we can do that. We can create, because we are supernatural beings. We can do what God told us to do, because we are His attributes. Though we are in this flesh, but after receiving the Holy Spirit, we become the sons of God again. Yes, and we can do all that Jesus Christ did, because Jesus Christ, being the firstborn among many brethren. Amen? Yeah, that's why he went everywhere, healing the sick and doing all that he could do. And he says he could not do anything except what the Father showed him to do. He was manifesting the character or the attributes of the Father. Amen? All right. The prophet says, oh, I feel religious. That's true. God identifies himself. You have got eternal life, and that is God in you. And this word is God. And that word lives and produces itself. Just exactly what God has ordained for this age. You have it. Amen. What God had for Luther's age, Luther manifested it. And what God had for Wesley's age, Wesley manifested it. And what God had for the Pentecostal age, they manifested it. But there was what was ordained for our age. And there is no one who can manifest that. It's only you and me who are predestinated to be living in this age. Amen? And what is to be done in this age is great, because all the mystery of God was hid until this day. All the prophets like Daniel, they wanted to know what was going on in this age. Yes, but he was told until the time of the end. John wanted to know, and he was told, seal the book until the time of the end. And now in the time of the end, God sends a prophet with the fullness of the word for us to know the mind of God. And I believe that Brother Brown preached all the mind of God. And now it is you and me who has all the mind of God to know what adoption is, what you are supposed to be on this earth. Who are you on this earth? And what's the purpose of you being on this earth? Amen. We are not servants. You know, it's the Pentecostals and other people who claim to be servants of God. But the prophet revealed to us that we are no longer servants. We are fellow citizens in the kingdom of God. We are fellow heirs with Christ. Amen. Amen. So when this word is in you, then it's God who is come to dwell in you. Just exactly what God has ordained for this age. You have it. Amen. The Holy Spirit being displayed. The Holy Spirit, which is the word, has been quickened to you by the Holy Ghost to vindicate the age that you have passed from death to life. Amen. See, so we are to vindicate to this age. Not to another age, but to this age. Because if there is an age that every creation is waiting for, is this age. And the Bible tells us even those who went before us, they are waiting for this time. They are depending on you for you to come to know who you are. They are all resting. It's only me and you who can bring them up out of the resurrection when it comes the fullness of the world. Amen. I believe that. So they are all waiting for us. So when you come the fullness of adoption, amen, then that's when even them who are in the graves, they shall rise up. So it's you and me who are holding the secret. We are the one holding the mystery. And when you come to the fullness of our adoption, when we become sons and daughters of God, mature. Amen. Not just young, but mature in the mind. When the mind of Christ comes in us, as the Bible says, let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Amen. So he did not count it robbery to be equal with the Father. And that's the mind that God wants us to have. Let the mind that was in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, let it be in us. Amen? Amen. And then when that mind comes in us, then we become full, matured sons and daughters of God. Amen? Then all things are possible to them that believe. Amen? And I believe that's what Jesus was. He was the first fruits. Amen? And that's why he went everywhere manifesting the glory of the Father. He went everywhere creating and healing and delivering, and that's what God is. Amen? And the Bible tells us when there is maybe somebody has got a garden and planted maybe like corn and whatsoever, there are always first fruits. And when those first fruits are to be brought in the temple, they were supposed to be waved by the priest. And that was to show that when these ones have ripened, and if those ones are the first fruits ripened, then there are also other fruits that will have to come after. And that's why in the time of Jesus, amen, we find that Jesus being the first fruits that was waved, then it indicated that there were also other fruits. The apostles came. There were other fruits that were in the garden. And when Jesus Christ left, they came to do exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did. They raised the dead, made the cripples walk, amen, and did mighty works, just as Jesus Christ did. So Jesus was the first fruits, and then the apostles became the fruits that were to come in the garden. And we thank God that in our age, I believe Brother Bram was the first fruits that was waved. Amen. And that's why God manifested himself through Brother Branham until many mistook him to be the Lord Jesus Christ. But it was just manifesting the attributes of the Father. Amen. And he would say, squirrel, appear from there. And that is creating power. Amen? Sister Hattie, I give you your children. Amen? That was the first fruits.
Hallelujah.
A man taking the image of God, amen, and using it because he's a matured son. Amen. So you just say I, personal pronoun. No, you will not say God, no, say I give you your life. Little fish, I give you back your life. Amen. So if Brother Brown was the first fruits in this age, then there must be also other fruits. Who must come on the scene because they have to mature. Amen? So, and God is waiting for, is looking for them. And you cannot claim to be a believer. God living in you. Amen? And then God fails to manifest himself through you. He has to, because you are just manifesting the attributes of the Father. Amen? So I believe there are some sons of God here. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. And that's why we have so many testimonies. Like the testimony in Congo when the rainbow came, that was God manifesting himself. And I believe that maybe Brother Brian must be having a lot of testimonies just of speaking anything and it comes to pass. Amen. That should be a manifestation in every believer.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe before I go forth, I can just give just a small testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. There was one time I was going with my deacon to Nairobi, that's Kenya, and he did not have a passport. So, and those days they were not really asking for those passports. So, but that particular day, when we were going, they stopped in the roadblock, and the policeman, you call them policemen? Yes, he stopped and came in the bus and said, all of you, passports or identity cards. And the brother not have one, because I told him he can just go. So I say, it can't be, because it has not been. So the brother started trembling. I said, no, let us ask our Father. And I just bowed my head. I said, Lord, this cannot be, so you shall just go through. And he entered the bus. Say, everybody with a passport up. And one woman said, but you have not been asking for them. Said, yeah, today we are asking for them. And she came to the bus. And we're seated at the last, almost the last seats of the bus. And he turned, he checked the last seats, and turned on his back on us and checked others. And when another policeman came, he said, have you finished back? He said, I've finished all. Amen. And we went. Amen. Amen. Because I believe when we speak anything, it has to come to pass. Because in the church ed book, Brother Brown says, just speak the word, and it is Jesus Christ to perform it. It's not you to do it, it's him to perform it. Amen? And that's why there are many things that God is doing now among the predestinated sons of God who have come to adoption. Amen? It's about, let me just give that testimony also before we go. I don't know why the Holy Spirit wants me to give those testimonies. About 3 or 4 months ago, we had cats, eh? And then we had some visitors, and you know, I was not at home, and my wife said, "Now these cats will be disturbing the visitors." So he told some of the children to kind of take them very far. And what those children did, they just went, I think, and threw them under a moving vehicle and crushed them. Then after some time, when I came back home, there were a lot of mice, mice, rats in the house. And they started eating a lot of things. So if it started disturbing me, I knew if they were going to start eating the books and so on, the message books. So I became desperate. I said, "No, we must get a pushcart." And one of the girls told me, "Say, no, you know, these days you have to buy a pushcart." And of course, we don't buy them; we just can just get them free. I said, "It doesn't matter how much it will cost, but I shall need a pushcart." And I became so desperate. And then in the morning. That was the previous day. In the following day, when I opened the office, because my wife has a school, I opened the school office, what did I get? I found a pushcart, just hidden under the benches. I don't know where it came from, because all the windows were closed, all the doors were closed, but the pushcart was there. A young kitten, they call it kitten? Yeah. Amen. It's possible.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. He's the same God.
Yeah.
And he can do it, brother. Amen. And that's why we have testimonies of praying for the sick and they get healed. Amen. I have testimonies of over 16 women, some of them barren, maybe for 10 years, 15 years, and we have prayed for them, and they have received children. Yes. And some of them may be having only one sex, maybe girls only, like about 4 months ago, I went to one brother's house, and I saw a bunch of children. They're about girls only. And I said, "Sister, you only have girls?" Said, "Yes." "Do you need a boy?" Said, "If the Lord will it." I said, "No. You have to speak it. If you want a boy, say, 'I want a boy.'" And say, "Yes, I want a boy." And say, "You are going to have a boy." Amen. And just about 2 months ago, she sends me a message. She said, "Pastor, we have a baby boy."
Yes.
Amen. And I could not imagine, I could not figure that out. Say, "Who is this one? Who is this one?" Then eventually, I remembered. And I found that it was a sister whom we prayed for. Just speaking the word. Amen. So, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that when we come to that level where we come to understand that we're predestinated to adoption of sons and daughters in this age, then we become manifested sons. Amen. Because they are all waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. How will they know that you are a son of God? How will the creation know that you are a son of God? Unless you manifest the character of the Father.
Yes.
Amen? So it's not just a matter of walking and say, "I'm a son of God, I'm a son of God." No. There must be something that you must manifest. And that is the character of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Let me get another quote before we got something else. Are we together, brethren? Amen. Uh, The prophet says in the message they're talking, Jeffersonville, he says, then your character is God's character. And that makes the human being now not only a human being, but he is a son and a daughter of God of the super life that was in God comes back upon you and changed you from a sinner and the things of the world, a church member, a denominational goer, to a born-again Christian filled with the Spirit and the life of God. Just walking, full of virtue, full of love, gentleness, and the Holy Spirit moving and speaking as you walk, you have confidence that the life of Christ is in you and you in Him. So that makes you a supernatural being. Amen. When you walk, when you talk, whatever you are doing, it's God doing it. You are manifesting the attributes of God. When you are walking, it's the Son of God walking. When you are talking, it's the Son of God talking. Amen. Whatever you are doing is the Son of God doing it. So if a Son of God is talking, then it's God talking through him, because he's manifesting the attributes of the Father. You see, you will always manifest the attributes of your Father, because that's why Jesus Christ told the Pharisees, because they thought God, the Creator, was their Father. And I believe that's a thought or a mind of many, many, many people. They think God is their Father. And you know, the devil always doesn't reveal himself to his children. He hides away. So they live thinking that God is their Father. God is their Father. But Jesus says, if God was your Father, you would do the works of your Father. Amen? But it's because your Father is the devil, and his works you do. So we are known by the works of our Father. We are not known by anything that we are doing, but we are known only by the works of our Father. That's the only way to identify. They said, no, Abraham was our father. Abraham was our father. He says, if Abraham was your father, you would do what Abraham did. So every child will always do what the father does. Amen. And that's what we call a revelation. Amen. I always say a revelation is a supernatural element given by a supernatural being to a supernatural people for a supernatural purpose. Amen. It's not just given to anyone else, but it's only given to a supernatural people. It's given by a supernatural being and is given for a supernatural purpose. Amen. And also I see Abel, by faith, revelation, he was able to get a lamb. And he threw the lamb. Nobody told him. And I don't think whether Adam told him. But Abel was manifesting the character of the blood of the Father. Because the Bible tells us, before the foundation of the world, God slew a lamb. Before the foundation of the world, God slew a lamb. And then when the very blood of the Father came in Abel, amen, Nobody would tell him or instruct him that Abel, you must do this and you must do that. No, it was already in the blood. So he had to look for the lamb because the Father, God, had already slain the lamb. So he was only manifesting the character of the blood of the Father. So what is a revelation then? A revelation is a manifestation of the attributes of the blood of the Father in the Son. Amen. You are manifesting the character of the blood of your Father. And that's why we are here tonight. To manifest the character of the blood of our Father. Amen. And you find out, for example, Adam. Because the Bible says that Adam was in the image, the very image of God. And he had to manifest the character of the blood of the Father. And when God brought all the animals, the creation that he had made, he never told Adam, now Adam, you should call this one this, and you should call this one elephant, you should call that one a lion. No. God knew that the his character was in Adam. So the Bible says he just brought the animals before him. And he wanted to see what Adam was going to say. What names was going to give them. Amen. And the Bible tells us the very names that God had already given the animals were the very names Adam was giving them. Exactly. Amen. He never said, thought, what could this one be? No. It was just being manifested. A lion. Elephant. Depending on the way he was walking and behaving. And that's the very way God had named them. Amen. And that's why when you have got a revelation on this word, you'll always say what the word says. And you will live according to the word. Because you'll only manifest what the word is. Because in the beginning, there was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God, and you were a part of that word. Amen. And you cannot live contrary to that. Amen. You'll always manifest what the word is. Oh my. Oh my. See, so Adam naming all the animals was manifesting the character of the Father. Amen. Amen. And you see, when he followed down, you'll find some of the characters here, like, you know, God loving Michael, other than Lucifer. Amen? Like, Lucifer was like the firstborn. The Bible says he was a morning star. Is that right, brother? It should be in the book of Isaiah, something like that. But you see, God loved Michael other than Lucifer. And he comes to love Abel other than Cain. And when Abraham comes, because Abraham was the attributes of God, he loves Isaac other than Ishmael. Amen? And Isaac blesses Jacob instead of Esau. And Jacob blesses the two sons of Joseph, the younger instead of the firstborn. And Jacob blesses Joseph instead of Reuben. They are manifesting the attributes of our Father. Amen. And you find that all these people, all of them, they were manifesting the attributes of their father. For example, amen, Abraham marrying a sister. Isaac also marries a sister. Jacob also marries a sister. And Jesus also marries a sister.
Amen.
Brother Abraham said that, why? Jesus married us because we are blood related.
Amen.
Amen. We are blood related with Jesus. That's why Abraham married a sister, Isaac married a sister, Jacob married a sister, and all of them, they married sisters. Amen. Wow. Abraham digging a well, Isaac digs a well, Jacob digs a well, Jesus digs a well. Is that right, brothers? Yes. He said, the water I give out of my well, it brings, gives eternal life. You'll never come back again to one. Amen. See, you'll find Abraham paying tithe, Isaac paying tithe, Jacob paying tithe. But you see, when you go back the lineage of Esau, never paid his tithe. Ishmael never paid his tithe. Amen. Neither did Lot pay the tithe. So they were also manifesting the attributes of their father. Amen. So I just want to give another example here. And that is in the book of Joshua. Every son has to manifest the character of the father. Joshua. Joshua chapter 15. Joshua chapter 15. Yeah. You know, it talks about Joshua when he went to claim for his mountain. And then when the daughter came, she also manifested the same character. I believe you are understanding what I'm trying to say. That every son, every daughter of God will always manifest the character of the father. So you find out that acts are here because the father claimed for the mountain. Then the same blood was in the daughter. And she also claims for her inheritance. Chapter 15 and verse 16. Joshua chapter 15 and verse 16. Let me read from here. Maybe verse 18. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm just trying to give you the example to know that every son, every daughter has to manifest the character of the father. And that's why we are here, to manifest every character, every attribute of the one. Verse 16, and Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath Sefer and taketh it, to him will I give Aksa, my daughter, to wife. and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksa, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her as of her house. And Caleb said unto her, what wilt thou? Or what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. Amen? You know the story of Joshua? After coming out of Egypt and being in the wilderness, and when they go to possess the land, and the Bible says, after helping these all other tribes to get their inheritance, Joshua said, give me this mountain. Amen. It was a particular mountain. And to me, I believe that is the mountain of perfection. Amen. Where we get all the seven virtues in it. So you find out that after Joshua claiming for his mountain, and that blood was in him, amen, when he got a daughter, the daughter also had the same character. Now, if Aksa had the same character of the father, what about the believers? We must have the same character. Okay, let me just read one quote here. Maybe I might jump other places. But as I said, I'm not a teacher, but I just love to speak about the love of God. In the message, Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed, paragraph 293. He says, 298 rather, not 293, but 298. And if you say, he is being revealed to you, and then the life that Christ produced here in the Bible, that same life is in him, does not produce itself in you, then you have got a wrong revelation. Amen. Amen? If the life that Christ lived in on this earth here, if it is not manifested through us, then you have a wrong revelation. Amen. Remember I said, a revelation is a manifestation, yes, of the character of the blood in the sons. So the prophet is trying to tell us that if the life, the character, the attributes that Jesus Christ displayed here on earth, if they are not being manifested in us tonight, as the sons of God who are supposed to be manifested in this end time, if they are not manifested in us, then we have to check our revelation. It must not be the revelation of Christ, because Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Then me and you will become the mystery of Christ revealed, revealing the same thing, the one, which is God. Amen. So then we find out that in the day that we are living in, even the so-called message believers, they have a wrong revelation. Yeah, because they are denying what the prophet says here. If the life of Christ is not manifested through you, amen, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you do everything, if it's not manifested in you the way it was in Jesus, then you have a wrong revelation. The blood is from a different father. Oh my. Amen. So we have to check our revelation now by the word. Amen. The works that I do shall you do also.
Amen.
And more than this. That's why I believe John 14:12. Amen. The works that I do shall you do also. You are manifesting the life of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. There is no other way to manifest it. It's not just a matter of believing it or talking about it. Brother Abraham says, we have come not only to talk about it, not only, you know, to fellowship around it, but we have to live it.
Yes.
Then the life of the word is being displayed. And the people know these are the believers of the word. Amen. Amen. So, these are the sons of God. Those who are not born by the will of man or by the will of blood. Meaning that if your father was not there, your mother was not there, you are going to be here. According to the way I understand the scriptures, those who are not born by the will of the father or mother, or by the will of the blood, not by any natural thing, you were supposed to be here. Supernatural beings. Amen. In the beginning, there was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. And now, when you receive that word, then God comes into many membered bodies. And those are sons and daughters of God. He was in one membered body. And that was in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was the firstborn among many brethren. Amen? And now there are other sons born by the word. Not by the will of man, not by the will of the father, no, but the angel that came to Mary and said, you shall have a son. You shall conceive and have a child. And she said, no, I have not known a man. Say, the Holy Spirit shall over you. Amen? The Holy Spirit shall overshadow thee. And that angel, I believe, spoke to the bride. I mean, spoke to Mary, the church. Amen? And that's why you and me were not born by the will of man, but we were born by the spoken word. When the angel of Revelation 10, verse 7, amen, when he spoke, that's when we came to be manifested. Amen. The same angel spoke to Mary. Amen. He's the same angel, the mighty angel, put on flesh and spoke the denominations. And here come the sons of God by the spoken word. How do you become a son of God? By the spoken word. That's how you become a son of God. So when the word was spoken in this age, you were in the womb of your denomination, in the womb of your church. Amen. But when Malachi first spoke, amen, there come sons and those of God. They come by the spoken word. Amen. And the prophet says, that's the way we were originally supposed to be born. Amen. And that's how we are born now, by the spoken word. Amen. That's why we are in the word image. We are not talking about the flesh, but we are talking about that supernatural being. Amen. We are speaking about that supernatural being. And here in the message, questions and answers, page 53, July 29th, paragraph 64, the prophet says, them was spirits that was made up back there when God began to make man of there in his own image, created those supernatural beings, those spirits. Amen. So when God was in his mind to bring creations and sons and sons, and then he made Adam in his own image. And he knew that Adam was going to speak us to existence. But then the fall marred the whole thing. And then started being born in the human flesh. But still we're in the mind of God. Amen? And that's why in every age those sons were spoken to existence through their message. And Abraham says somewhere that God knew the bed that you were supposed to be born in. Amen. You're supposed to be born in this age. So, brother, sister, we are supposed to manifest the character, the life of our Father. And now, just as I'm almost finishing. Amen. I believe this is the time for the adoption of children. But Abraham says in the message, adoption, I think. Adoption, part 4. And paragraph 19. He says, tell me, my brother, tell me, my sister, when was a time that the sons of God was ever to be manifested out of this time now? Amen. There was no other time. Amen. When the sons of God were supposed to be manifested as now. That's why I said in the beginning, says all creation, they are waiting for us. All the saints that went before us, they are all waiting, depending on you and me. Why? Because everything is groaning now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Meaning that they are there, but they are not known. They are not known. It will take something to make them to be known. Amen? To be manifest. Alright. When were there ever a time in the history that there was to manifest the time to deliver all nature? Nature. The nature itself is groaning, waiting for the time of the manifestation. Why? Before the atonement was made, before the Holy Ghost was ever poured out, before all the Old Testament on down there, there couldn't have been manifestations. It had to wait till this time. I thank God that we are living in that time. Amen. So all those days, you know, Moses did mighty things. Elijah did mighty things. But the prophet says that was not the time of the manifestation of God. Think about that. Of all the great things that those men did, the miracles, creating, bringing bread from heaven and the people eat, and you know, striking the rock and water comes out, and all the miracles and all the wonders that Moses did, and still the prophet says that was not the time for the manifestation of the sons of God. Aren't we more privileged, brothers, to be living in such a time when God is desiring and is looking for? Maybe we shall come to that in the evening service. Amen? When the Bible says that God is looking for the adoption of sons. And it takes obedient sons. We shall come to that. So, what I'm trying to say is that there was no time whereby the sons of God were supposed to be manifested apart from this time. Why? Because the fullness of the word, which is God Himself, was not revealed to us. But now, when the word is revealed to you, then the mind that was in Christ comes in you. Then you think it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. You walk knowing you are a son of God. The blood of the Father is in you. And Brother Brown says in the message, think Christ, the means of God revealed, he says the word of your age is the blood of God in you. That washes you. That covers you from all your sins. That speaks for you. Amen. The blood, which is the word, dripping on you. Amen. And he said, the word is dripping the life of the word in you, in me. Amen. So there was no time when the sons of God were to be manifested apart from this time. We can now, you know, walk confidently, amen, before the face of the devil, before the face of unbelievers, before the face of the critics, and say, I am a son of God. Manifested son of God. And God can do anything through me. If he wants to heal, he can heal through me. You know what Brother Abraham says? God wants to use your hands. He has to use your mouth. He has to use your legs. He has to use your eyes. He has to use every part of your body. Amen? Amen. So it will not be you, but it will be God manifesting His work through you, doing His work through us. But it takes us to rededicate our lives.
Yes.
Amen. He takes us to humble ourselves, to be obedient, like Jesus Christ was obedient to the Father.
Yes.
As the firstborn, we emulate His example. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
When we emulate His example, then we also become adopted sons. Praise be the name of the Lord. So this is the time for the manifestation of the sons of God. And He says, it had to wait till this time. Now, all things have been brought, coming, shaping up to a headstone, to the manifestation of the sons of God. Coming back, and the Spirit of God coming into the man, so perfectly, until their ministry will be so close like Christ's, till it will join Him and His church together.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. How wonderful, brothers. All those ages, it has been shaping the headstone. When Christ, the Word, comes to join with the church, then they become one. In that day, Jesus said, you will know I am in the Father, and the Father in me. And you, This is the day. Amen. Not that day, but this day. Is when you have to come to realization. When Jesus Christ said, in that day you will know that the Father is in me and you in me. The whole thing becomes one. The prophet says, we shall become the Word, walking on 2 feet. Amen. Written epistles, read by every man. Amen. So when you are walking here in this is Ohio, whatever. Amen. When you are walking, whatever you are doing, the people just know you are the Son of God. That's the daughter of God. Because everything you do is just manifesting God. Amen. Amen. You know, even when you sit in the city, you sit in the bus, you know, there is a way people can just know you are the Son of God. You see, even like Paul, when the demons would just say, those are the men of God. And the Pharisees, the preachers could not identify. But the devils could know, those are the men of God. They preach the gospel. They preach good news. So I believe this is the time for the manifestation of the sons of God, whereby even the demons, they have to know, we are sons of God. And the unbelievers have to know, we are sons of God. All the critics have to know, we are sons of God. When we talk, we have read, says, his character will be your character. Your talk will be his talk. Your behavior will be his behavior. The way you marry is the way you would have married. Is that right? Yeah. So everything becomes the Word, the Word, the Word. Because God is the Word. Amen. So this is the time. Let me finish this quote. Shaping up the headstone, the manifestation of the sons of God, coming back, and the Spirit of God coming into this man. Amen. Into this man. Not one man. Into this man. Amen. So perfectly until their ministry will be so close like Christ's, till it will join him and his church together. Amen. Then he talks about the pyramid here, which we all know about the pyramid. Amen. So we are the manifested sons of God in these last days, manifesting all the attributes of God, all what God is, to be in the glory that Jesus had with the Father. You know, Jesus says, glorify me with the glory that we had. Jesus. Amen? Was asking a question. God, Father, glorify me with the glory that we had. We had. Amen? Mean that he had the same glory with the Father. Amen? Is that right, brothers? And then Paul says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When we get this word in fullness in us, then we shall have the same glory that Jesus Christ had with the Father. And that same glory shall be in Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Taking us back to John chapter 1. In the beginning there was a Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Not only in Jesus Christ, but also in many membered bodies. Now, the Word has become flesh, walking here in Indiana. Amen. Amen. Then you have the same character, the same love, the same power, the same healing, the same, you know, forgiveness, the same perfection. Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 34, maybe, okay. Ah, wow. John chapter 13, are we there? John 13, verse 4. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Why? Because God is love. So Jesus was manifesting the love, and he says, love one another as I have loved you. Because God was love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him should not perish. And Jesus manifested the same love. And he's telling us also to manifest the same love one another as I've loved you, because the Father loved the world. Amen?
Amen.
And also he says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, he says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. See? Chapter 5, verse 40, is it 48? Let me see. Chapter 5, Matthew 5, 48. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Those are the attributes. Now, there are many that we would have, many scriptures that we have read, like, I give you power, because he is power. Go and heal the sick, because he is healing. Amen? When Peter went to Jesus, Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brother? And Jesus says, I did not say
seven times,
but I say 70 times. And no human being can forgive even 7 times a day. No. But just says 7 times 70. That's about 449 times in, I think, 2 minutes. Who can do that? It's only God who can do that. So he was in fact trying to make us know that we have to be like the Father. We have to manifest his attributes. That's why Peter says, as I'm finishing now, when we read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 10. Chapter 1, verse 3 to 10. Second Peter, chapter 3, chapter 1 rather, Second Peter, Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 3 to 10. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I think godliness is to be like God. Is that right? And godliness, to be like God, and the life of God being in us, okay? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. I believe knowledge is the revelation, amen, of the word in you. Because Brother Bram said that not just a matter of hearing, but to catch the understanding of the word. That becomes a knowledge, a revelation. And a revelation becomes a part of you. You can't be different from your revelation. You become like your revelation. And you live like your revelation. You talk like your revelation. You do everything like your revelation. Because you become a part of the revelation. Alright. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Wow. We might be partakers. Amen. Partaker means share. Amen? We share the same nature. The divine nature. That's God. God's nature. Having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust of this flesh, you know? And besides this, giving all diligence at your faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen. Amen. And now in the message, the stature of a perfect man, Brabham says, this is the man in the church of God who is going in the rapture. Because he has partaken, he has shared the nature of God. Amen. And that's our adoption. I believe we shall come to that in the evening. You see, there is birth, and then we have to grow until we get every virtue in it or in us. And then we come to the adoption of sons. Amen? When every virtue is placed, because the stature of a perfect man is the nature of God. God is faith. God is virtue. God is knowledge. God is temper. God is godliness. God is patient. God is forgiving. And when you get all those attributes in us, then we become in the same nature, divine nature of our Father. And then we become adopted sons, our daughters of God, predestinated before the foundation of the world. Amen. In fact, if you had time, would have read the scriptures, but I think my time is gone. So, brothers, God is looking for sons and those of God who can be adopted, where the fullness of the word comes in them, so that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then we shall share the same glory that Jesus Christ had with the Father. May the Lord bless you as we bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our mighty Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this mingle up words, but I believe the Holy Spirit will direct those words in our hearts to bring out something that will make us to grow into the divine nature of our Father, just like Jesus Christ, our eldest brother, grew up in the divine nature of the Father until you took him on the mountain and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him." But in the river, when he was baptized, you just said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to dwell in." But now, because he'd matured, having the same character, having the same nature, obedient unto the word, then he said, "He is your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased to dwell in. Hear ye him." Father, may we come also the same level. May we, O Lord, emulate the same thing that our Lord Jesus did. The Lord, as every creation, everything is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And our prophet tells us, there was no time when the sons of God could be manifested apart from this time. Lord, may we be those sons that you are looking for to be manifest in this hour. May we manifest every word, every attribute, everything, Lord, just like our Lord Jesus did, Father. Help us, Lord, because there are many challenges, there are many things, Father. There are many spirits trying to distract our attention. But Lord, you want to be focused on this message that, Lord, you brought unto us through our prophet, William Marion Branham. Help us, Lord God. Help everyone who has heard this word, Father. That, Lord, when you come in the evening time, may you again help us to pick up from there. And may you bless us, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
And so enjoyed that.
Amen.
How many enjoyed that?
Amen.
Amen. It was just very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. You know, we read from Matthew 5 and verse 48b, "Therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And if you have a Schofield Bible down at the bottom, he's got it marked as one before the word perfect. He said the word implies full development. Growth into maturity of godliness, not sinful perfection. Or sinless perfection. In other words, as Brother Brown said, the blood is for our perfection as far as our sin. But this sin, this perfection he's talking about is full maturity. We're looking at full maturity where Jesus said, "Father, I pray that the glory, the doxa, the opinions, values, and judgments you gave me, that you have given them, that we might be one as you and I are one." Let's all stand to our feet and let's sing that song. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth, I long to be like him. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus, on earth I long. To
to be like him on life's journey from earth to glory. I only ask to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like him.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this message today. So much, Father, just because we know, Lord, that something happened to us when we were born again. The desires of this world left, and the desires to please thee came in. Father, we long, you said, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. And as we gain more and more of your word, we understand more and more of your will. So be with us today, Father, as we depart. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Until we come back tonight, Lord, 5 o'clock, be with us in our conversation. Protect us on the road as we travel to eat wherever we would go. And just be with us, O God, and help us to be more like him. In Jesus' name we pray.